It appears diversity was perhaps the biggest winner in this year's midterm elections, which saw a record number of women run for office. Jim Axelrod introduces us to two from the class of 2018.
While Election Day marked its fair share of firsts, the stories of two particular trailblazers may well carry the most power. That is, if you're taking their measure not by where they finished their journeys, but from where they started.
We are done waiting. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Let's get to work.
In Minnesota, 36-year-old Ilhan Omar became the first ever Somali American elected to Congress.
Here in Minnesota, it's a cold state, but the people have warm hearts, and we don't just welcome immigrants, but we send them to Washington.
My mom's
born in Somalia, she and her family fled the violence of civil war when she was 8. After years in a refugee camp in Kenya, she immigrated here when she was 12, learning English in 3 months.
That's the America I'm going to go fight for!
And mastering politics in the years that followed.
I'm proud to be able to bring my voice out.
27-year-old Democrat Safia Wazir is the first refugee ever elected to New Hampshire State House. Her family fled Afghanistan and the Taliban 21 years ago, spent 10 years in a refugee camp before making their way here. She studied the dictionary at night to learn English.
One thing a younger generation could do is the energy that you have, you want to be the advocate for seniors and young people and working families.
Fighting for justice.
These days, our politics clearly can frustrate, anger, and divide. But these two winners provide a much-needed reminder, our elections still have the power to inspire.